our firmness, continuing to pursue a separate lawsuit against Black that its attorneys filed in July, alleging that he raped a then 16-year-old girl with autism at Epstein's Manhattan home in 2002. Another lawyer for Black last year said that he had never met the accuser, a woman in her 30s, identified by the pseudonym Jane Doe in filings in U.S. District Court in Manhattan. That attorney, Susan Estrick, said at the time, these vicious and defamatory lies, masquerading as allegations, have been intentionally manufactured by the Wigter Law Firm as part of the firm's vendetta against Mr. Black for vigorously and successfully defending himself over the past 2 years. Law firm is continuing to pursue a separate lawsuit against Black that its attorneys filed in July, alleging that he raped a then 16-year-old girl with autism at Epstein's Manhattan home in 2002. Another lawyer for Black last year said that he had never met the accuser, a woman in her 30s, identified by the pseudonym Jane Doe in filings in U.S. District Court in Manhattan. That attorney, Susan Estrick, said at the time, these vicious and defamatory lies, masquerading as allegations, have been intentionally manufactured by the Wigter Law Firm as part of the firm's vendetta against Mr. Black for vigorously and successfully defending himself over the past 2 years.